1947, Vince O'Grady had just graduated with a brand new engineering degree in his pocket. He had no trouble finding a job.
Jobs were extremely plentiful. Didn't have to apply for jobs. The jobs came looking for us. There were 27 of us did civil at that time. And two that are paying the most are the Water Resources Commission and Main Roads. I had a close friend and up went the penny. He got the Water Resources Commission. I got the Main Roads Department. It was actually a toss. So on a Monday morning in February, in my best suit, my only suit, all spruced up, I went in to start work in the structural design section. Oh, look, we'd like to do something else. We'd like to go and see the highways engineer. The highways engineer said, we want you as a field assistant to the Metropolitan Construction Engineer. It was a wet day, so in my best suit by lunchtime, I was out putting in pegs on the Pacific Highway between Crow's Nest and St. Leonard's. It was a four-lane road at that time with the two centre lanes carrying trams, and you could not legally pass a tram on the right-hand side. You couldn't move past a stationary tram. So in morning peaks, the head of the queue was always a tram. We started work at 7 o'clock, a three-quarter hour lunch, and if you work it out, we knocked off about, well, just after 4:30, I think it was, to get the 44 hours in the 5 days. Concreting was always a big thing for the men because it was a very hard day, and you always started at daylight, and you went until you lost the light. In other words, while the weather was good, keep going. Cement came in paper bags. Concrete aggregate came in two sizes. We didn't let traffic on normally for 28 days after pouring. If it had to be quicker, extra bag of cement went into every mix and opened in 7 days.
O'Grady's boss was Bob Milner, a colourful character who had been a captain with Lawrence of Arabia whilst in the Indian Army. The men just called him Uncle Bob.
But one particular day, I remember, we got, well, one lane concreted all the way from Chandos Street right up to Falcon Street. And I thought it might have been a record, but perhaps it wasn't. And I was just standing there with the foreman, and we're congratulating ourselves when Uncle Bob turned up. Oh, you went well, yes. While he was standing there, while the three of us were there, a little sedan car, might have been an Austin or a Morris, worked its way between the barriers at the bottom down at Chandos Street, got onto the wet concrete, and as the car advanced, of course, it started to make depressions in the wet concrete, finally bogged about 40 yards short of us. And as a terrified local housewife, she's just not going to move. Well, she couldn't move the vehicle. She wasn't going to do anything. Uncle Bob just gave a signal, and about eight men got round the car, picked the car up with the woman still behind the steering wheel, carried it across, put it onto the tram tracks, and he said, have a good evening, madam.
Peter Cooper is a former locations officer at the DMR and the RTA.
In the 1950s, the DMR did something so enormous that it probably will never be completed, and they decided that the road from Taree to Newcastle that used to go through Gloucester and Stroud would come down through Woolloodeela and Tea Gardens. 120-kilometre deviation. Can you imagine that in the late 90s, to even talk about such a thing? This was an enormous decision, and they just went ahead and did it. They had very limited resources, money-wise, so they knew they just had to keep doing this until it was finished. And there was confidence and there was an enthusiasm to get in, and yes, we're going to do it. Today, we would have so many studies, so many inquiries and investigations, and changes of government in between, that the concept would probably never get off the ground.